a Jewish Journal article. JFLA anniversary, FELNET appoints development officer, survivors, premier. Jewish Free Loan Association, JFLA, recently held an event at Deborah and Ivan Kalik's home to kick off the organization's 120th anniversary. JFLA, which provides interest-free loans on a non-sectarian basis, was fortunate enough to have Zev Yaroslavsky and Councilwoman Katie Yaroslavsky on hand to share more about why JFLA is just as important now as it was 120 years ago. FELNET Chief Development Officer Jay Haberman, courtesy of Friends of the European Leadership Network. Friends of the European Leadership Network, FELNET, announced the appointment of Jay Haberman as its new Chief Development Officer. His hiring becomes effective October 1st. I am excited to join the team at Friends of ELNET and begin the next chapter in my pro-Israel career, Haberman said in a statement. It's a unique opportunity to leverage years of smart investing made by the U.S. pro-Israel community, particularly in strengthening Israel's missile defense and security realm, and now contribute to the Jewish state's success in pursuing military, diplomatic, and economic alliances in Europe. FELNET is a non-profit organization focused on strengthening Israeli-European relations and serves as a unique bridge between the U.S., Europe, and Israel. The cast of Survivors. From left, Shir Avram, Seth Keller, Yom Steinberg, Elmanya Narula, Michael Boos, Neoni Tati, Casey Adler, and Andrew Abaria. Photo by Catherine Cole. Survivors, a touring Holocaust play attempting to teach about the dangers of prejudice, had its West Coast premiere at the Museum of Tolerance on September 10. Playwright Wendy Kautz. Moving. Educational drama draws from eyewitness testimony and features a diverse cast of 6 young actors portraying 10 Holocaust survivors. The cast was just so raw, real, and passionate in the performance, Kautz told the Journal after the Mo show. It was thrilling. We're very honored to be part of that. The program drew a sold-out crowd. Partners were Arts for Change, Jewish Community Foundation of Los Angeles, Sheffer Foundation, Holocaust Museum LA, the Stand With Us Holocaust Education Center, BJE March of the Living, TIV Events, and Keshet Chaim. The hour-long show, a chronological retelling of historical events of the Holocaust through a humanistic lens, proceeds with rapid-fire dialogue and action. Each of the 6 actors are constantly shifting into numerous roles. Costumes changes occur on stage with the actors' backs to the audience. Minimal stage props and backdrops are more an opportunity than a hindrance. At one point, the actors knock on the sides of their suitcases to recreate the ominous sound of approaching Nazi soldiers' boots. Survivors was conceived in 2017, with the Center Stage Theater at the Jewish Community Center of Greater Rochester, New York, commissioning Kautz to craft a play based on the lives of 10 survivors who'd immigrated to Rochester. For Jeannie Benson, co-founder of Arts for Change, becoming involved with the play has helped her process the loss of her late mother, Holocaust survivor Sidonia Lax, who died in December 2022. "It's helped me grieve, because I feel like I'm doing this for her," Benson told the Journal. "This is something that feels good to be doing. The most important thing to my mom was to keep these stories alive." At the Museum of Tolerance, a post-performance talkback featured Kautz and the cast in discussion with Mo director Lieb Geft. The cast, which includes both Jews and non-Jews, one actor is African-American, and another identifies as Indian Thai, said the themes of the show resonated with each of them differently. "They all have their own stories, and they all connect in their own way," Benson said. Upcoming Survivors performances are scheduled for October 15 at the Ronald Reagan Public Library, as well as on October 19 at the Marjorie Luke Theater in Santa Barbara. For additional information, visit reaganfoundation.org/programs-events/events-calendar/survivors-and-auschwitz-exhibit-program or tv-e.simpletix.com.